There are all kinds of yoga, apparently. Common forms, bhakti and karma, for instance. Hybrids, power yoga or acu-yoga. There's partner yoga, that's self-explanatory. And then there's doga, also known as rough yoga. Get your pets. From member station WFUV, George Bodarki now takes us to a yoga class in New York that gives new meaning to the pose, Downward Dog.
Always oming into the dog. Let them feel the vibration and the sound. Inhaling.
Yoga instructor Susie Teitelman is teaching meditation in New York's Tompkins Square Park. The free classes start with oming and to the occasional bark. The sessions are open to all sizes, breeds, and ages. That goes for people and their pups.
It's actually a partner yoga class. It's for you and your dog, so you're both getting the benefits of yoga. You're both doing the workout. The whole time breathing and letting the dog balance on your feet. You're getting a leg workout for yourself, an ab workout, and the puppies are getting a fabulous stretch.
The students lie on their backs, holding the dogs above them. Teitelman's yoga partner is her black cocker spaniel, Coley. The 25-pound pooch appears relaxed as he's stretched and put into poses that even some humans find hard to perform. But Teitelman admits it can be difficult, especially in the beginning, to get canine yoga students to stay put.
It's funny how once you start, at first they might be a little confused, but then they end up staying on the mat because they love it so much. Oh, what a sweet boy. And when they turn their head to kiss you, they come into a nice spinal twist. Excellent. Let's move into sun salutations, taking the paws to the ground.
Some of the dogs would clearly rather be chewing a bone than doing sun salutations, but that's okay by their owners.
It's really something that bonds us.
Beth Knutson says Bella, her Lhasa mini schnauzer, and Oscar, her Shih Tzu poodle, aren't always in the zone, but she says it's more about spending time with her pets than anything else.
We sit in the park together, and any time that we can do something together that's really quality time, because, you know, me and my husband work a lot, so we need that bonding time to hang out in the park.
Some folks might think rough yoga enthusiasts are barking up the wrong tree, but instructor Susie Teitelman says there's nothing far-fetched about it.
Anytime you're in a pose with the animal, rub, massage, lengthen.
For NPR News, I'm George Bodarki in New York.
Stretch it out long. If you want to go a little deeper, you can go ahead at any time.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.